Chapter 1. Behind the Veil. There is a secret world surrounding the planet Gaia, or Earth. It is hidden behind an invisible veil, called Ren, and ruled by the great and powerful Glymyra, the Grand One. She is the caretaker of the living, and keeper of the balance. After many aeons, Gaia flourished, and Glymyra needed help to complete all the tasks required to maintain the stabilization of this celestial body. So a new species of spirit creatures was created to assist her. She called them Fey Wrens. They were divided into the woodland Fey Wrens and the sea Fey Wrens. Each group was given two ranks, the helpers and the protectors. The helpers maintained Ren and assisted with all the creatures that lived there. The protectors were endowed with special powers of their own to protect all living creatures on Gaia. Mated at creation, they are more powerful as a pair than separately. They can also transform into anything living, be it plant or animal, fish or bird. Given the orb of time that hangs suspended from their necks, these magical spirits can move swiftly on the wind and through time, if necessary, to protect, aiding animals in distress from flood, forest fires, and earthquakes, sometimes providing sanctuary behind the veil when needed, until a terrible danger has passed. With the Fey Wren's assistance, Gaia prospered even more, and for many millennia, all lived in peace. Then, humans appeared on Gaia. At first, they too understood the importance of balance and harmony. However, being able to choose their life, as they were not bound by the laws of Ren, evil was able to possess them. They began to get greedy and jealous, fighting amongst themselves, and always taking more than they needed. Seeing the immense destruction and chaos on Gaia, the Supreme of the Universe gave Glymyra the four keys of being. Each one is shaped like a three-dimensional triangle, the Torca. A turquoise stone represents the five winds. Para, a pearl stone symbolizing all the seas. Gara, a garnet stone denoting fire. And finally, the center stone, the Elka, an amber stone with a tiny leaf in the middle. It was the key of healing and rebirth. Together, they would help Glymyra command the winds, the water, fire, and rebirth of all creatures. Except humans. She placed them in a secret underground grotto deep within the earth, contained in a triangular altar, to protect them until they were needed.